Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And in today's SwampSwamiSports.com podcast, we're going to discuss college basketball's turnaround specialists. Next weekend, longtime Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski will coach his final regular season home game for the Blue Devils as they face their arch rival North Carolina. The coach is retiring after 41 years with Duke. If you'd like to purchase a ticket to Cameron Indoor Stadium to watch that final home game for Duke, one source indicates that that ticket is going to cost you over $3,000.
Bye, bye, bye!
The 75-year-old basketball coaching legend has his team ranked in the top 10 yet again this season. They're currently number 7 with a 24-4 record, as the Blue Devils have now won 11 of their past 12 games. Coach K continues to add more wins to his NCAA men's basketball record total of 1,121 wins and counting. Mike Krzyzewski received his start as a head basketball coach at his alma mater, Army. After serving the required amount of time after graduation, the 28-year-old Coach K returned to coach the West Point Cadets for 5 seasons, and the team posted 73 wins and just 59 losses in what is considered by many as one of the toughest coaching assignments in America. Coach K was offered the head basketball coach's job at Duke University in college basketball's tough Atlantic Coast Conference back in 1980. Before Coach K arrived in Durham, the Blue Devils had appeared in just 3 NCAA tournaments over the previous 14 years. Under Mike Krzyzewski's direction, Duke University has been a constant in the NCAA's March Madness college basketball tournament with an incredible 35 appearances and 5 national championships during his 41 years at Duke. Coach K may be the best-known college basketball coach of our time, but there are others who have done a really good job of turning around college basketball programs, too. Had anyone heard of the Gonzaga men's basketball program before Coach Mark Few arrived on the scene in 1999? Since the year 1963, the Zags from Spokane, Washington, had participated in the NCAA's Big Dance just 2 times in 36 years. But now in his 23rd year as the head coach at Gonzaga, the 59-year-old coach Mark Few has put his team into the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament every single season since he's arrived at the school. The only thing which has escaped Mark Few's Gonzaga team has been their first national championship trophy. Though the coach's career winning percentage is ranked number 1 in NCAA history right now at nearly 84%, his Gonzaga team has finished twice the runner-up in the NCAA tournament. This year's team is 23-2 and ranked number 1 in the country with just 2 regular season games remaining. Perhaps this will be the year that the Zags and coach Mark Few will cut down the nets.
Yes!
Down in the SEC, Auburn University men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl has literally turned around the school's basketball program since his arrival on campus 8 years ago. This year's Auburn team was briefly ranked number 1 in the nation for the first time in school history. The Tigers are currently ranked at number 3 with a sterling 24-3 record, and they are expected to contend for the national championship next month. Prior to his arrival at Auburn in 2014, Bruce Pearl enjoyed 6 years of success at the University of Tennessee. His basketball teams won 70% of their games and made the NCAA March Madness field in each of his 6 years at the school. Unfortunately, the head basketball coach was caught in a lie to the NCAA about whether a basketball recruit and his family had attended a cookout at the coach's home. The coach was eventually fired by Tennessee, and the NCAA infraction related to his recruiting kept him out of college coaching for 3 years from 2011 to 2014. When he was given a new chance to coach at Auburn University, Bruce Pearl said, quote, "I'm humbled and blessed to be back in the game that I love. I don't know how long it will take, but it's time to rebuild the Auburn basketball program and bring it to a level of excellence so many of the other teams on campus enjoy." Coach Bruce Pearl is Auburn University's 20th head basketball coach in the school's 116 years of competition. Mathematically speaking, there has been a new basketball coach for the men at Auburn every 5.8 years. Now, in those 116 years, Auburn has advanced to the NCAA championship game just one time. And that came in 2019, when Coach Bruce Pearl's team lost a 63-62 heartbreaker to Virginia in the championship game. This year's Auburn squad is hungry for another chance to return to March Madness. Meanwhile, in Houston, the men's basketball program for the University of Houston Cougars has seen a renaissance under the direction of head basketball coach Kelvin Sampson. The longtime college basketball coach had built winners at the University of Oklahoma and at Indiana University before he, like Bruce Pearl, was slapped with recruiting violations by the NCAA for allegedly sending text messages to a high school recruit. While he served his NCAA suspension away from college basketball, Kelvin Sampson became an assistant coach in the NBA. After a few years in Milwaukee, the former college coach then moved to Houston and served as the Rockets' second-in-command for three seasons. After 6 years as an assistant in the NBA, Kelvin Sampson received another chance to coach college basketball with the University of Houston Cougars in 2014. Houston's college basketball team became a national power back in the 1980s with the high-flying Phi Slamma Jamma teams featuring future Hall of Famers Akeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler. However, from 1993 until Coach Kelvin Sampson arrived on campus in 2014, the Houston Cougars had been selected to play in just one NCAA March Madness tournament in 21 years. Under Coach Sampson, the University of Houston's basketball teams have made the past three NCAA tournaments and played in their first Final Four last year for the first time since the team's glory days back in 1984. Like each of the other coaches featured in this story, Kelvin Sampson is considered a great basketball teacher. Here's an example. Earlier this year, the Cougars, who are currently 23-4 and ranked number 14 in the nation, lost a two-point decision to the University of Wisconsin. And after the loss, Coach Sampson utilized a lot of practice time with his team to improve their poise and execution during the final 5 seconds of the game, and it recently just paid off. With just 5.4 seconds remaining last Sunday in a game at Wichita State, the University of Houston guard Jamal Sheed took the inbounds pass, raced up the court, and then passed the ball to an open teammate for an uncontested game winner with just 1 second remaining. Those hours of practice resulted in a crucial road win for the Cougars and a valuable lesson for all their future games. After losing that game to Wisconsin, Coach Kelvin Sampson said, quote, "We kept putting 5 seconds on the clock in practice, just to get a feel for what we can do in that amount of time. And Jamal learned his lesson from failure, and that led to this success." You know, quick turnarounds can also happen in women's basketball programs, too. LSU's new women's basketball coach is certainly no stranger to turning around a college hoops program. When Kim Mulkey arrived on the job for her first head coaching job in Waco, Texas at Baylor University back in the year 2000, the Baylor women's basketball team had gone 7-20 the year before. The Lady Bears had never even been invited to participate in one single NCAA women's basketball field. After 21 years of coaching at Baylor, though, Coach Kim Mulkey's teams have won over 85% of their games, three national championships, and have been part of the NCAA tournament field in all but one season. So earlier this year, the Hammond, Louisiana native and a graduate of Louisiana Tech University decided to return to her home state of Louisiana with the intention of reviving the fortunes of the LSU Lady Tigers. And it didn't take long. In this year number one, it's already mission accomplished. The LSU women's basketball team is currently ranked number 8 in the country with a 23-4 record in the first year under Coach Kim Mulkey. In LSU's last home game against number 17 ranked Florida, over 13,000 fans packed into the Pete Maravich Assembly Center to cheer on the team's 66-61 win. The Tigers will host rival Alabama tonight in Baton Rouge in LSU's final home game of the regular season. With a win, they will clinch no worse than second place in the SEC. And that's pretty good for a team that went just 9-13 last year. Even Coach Kim Mulkey has been in awe of what this year's LSU women's basketball team has been able to achieve so quickly. She said, quote, "Still didn't think we would be able to do what we're doing. That's probably my personality. I'm kind of cautiously optimistic. Just stay focused in the moment and let's try to get better every day. You just can't project or foresee what we would be doing." Each of the basketball coaches covered in our story today has terrific recruiting skills along with the ability to teach basketball fundamentals and strategy. And though each coach has a very unique personality and temperament, their intense desire to mold each of their teams into a potential national championship winner nearly every season is what truly sets them apart. So no matter where they happen to coach, the winning just seems to follow them. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
George of the Jungle, friend to you and me.